This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. On the auspicious occasion of Budh Purnima, Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the sacred holy relics exposition of Tathagat Budh at Jeevatsal in Leh today. Extending wishes to the people of Ladakh on Budh Purnima, Mr. Shah highlighted that after 75 years, these sacred relics have come to Ladakh. The Home Minister said Lord Buddha's wisdom is relevant even to 2,500 years after him. He said that this is not just a religious event, but a historic reunion. Mr. Shah expressed confidence that not only the followers of Lord Buddha from Ladakh and Kargil, but followers of other faiths as well will receive energy from the sacred relics of Lord Buddha.
Today, after 75 years, on the day of Budh Purnima, when these relics have come, I have complete faith that the followers of Ladakh, Kargil, all the followers of Buddha and the followers of other religions will also receive energy from the holy remains of Lord Buddha and will also feel a divine experience.
Budh Purnima is being celebrated today. It not only marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya in Bihar. This day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla extended greetings to the citizens of the country on the occasion of Budh Purnima. The Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, Manoj Agarwal, has termed allegations of manipulation at counting centres by Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee as baseless. In an interview with Akashvani, he said adequate CCTV arrangements are in place at all counting centres and sufficient central forces have been deployed to ensure strict security. He added that the Commission is taking all possible measures to deal with post-poll violence. Meanwhile, Mr. Agarwal asserted that round-the-clock CCTV monitoring of strong rooms is in place and there is no scope for wrongdoing at the counting centres. Talking to reporters in Kolkata, he said there are no reasons and evidence for making allegations.
Everything is acting as per rule and regulation. Unnecessary unknown person has not entered there. No ill motive was there. Nothing is there to prove that anything other than the statute, other than the election rules has been done.
The third Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference commenced at Oro University in Surat today. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri and C.R. Patil were present on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri noted that India has emerged as the world's fifth largest exporter of processed crude. He said after the energy crisis, the country has not only diversified its energy supply, but is also successfully producing 60% of LPG within the country. He emphasized that despite global supply chain disruptions and escalating freight costs, the government maintains stable retail energy prices, reflecting its commitment to the common citizen.
The government absorbed the shock at the fiscal system level rather than passing it immediately on to the consumer's wallet. And because preparations made over the last decade, we diversified our sources. Crude sourcing has now expanded from 27 countries to 41. And we increased our domestic production by 60%. And also because we are incentivizing the movement to natural gas.
The Goods and Services Tax GST gross collections in April last month registered a record all-time high, growing 8.7% as compared to the same period last year. The gross GST collection was recorded over 2,42,000 crore rupees, which was over 2,23,000 crore rupees last year during the same month. Noted filmmaker Ashutosh Gowarikar has been appointed as the festival director for the 57th edition of the International Film Festival of India, or IFFI, to be held in Goa. Mr. Gowarikar said it was a matter of immense pride and joy to serve as the festival director for the prestigious festival. He added that carrying forward the legacy built since 1952 by numerous festival teams is a great honour and comes with a renewed sense of responsibility. He also expressed his commitment to working closely with the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and the Government of Goa. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Delhi Capital at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.